The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen. Daf Ayin Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat of Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf. On Ayin Gimel Amud Rishon, we are starting a new perek, ha-mocher et ha-sefina. And again, the Mishnah is going to discuss, when a person sells a boat, what's included in the sale of a boat. We did this already with a house, we did this with fields, now we're going to go with a boat. Ha-mocher et ha-sefina, a guy sells a boat. Machar et ha-torin. Torin, the Gemara is going to explain, is the mast. That's the long pole where they put the sails on it. The et and nes, okay? Nes is the actual sail itself. Veta'ugin. I'm going to explain all these words here. Okay, we'll explain what ugin is when we get to the Gemara. The et kol hamanhigin. Ugin, the Gemara is going to say, is like the anchor. The et kol hamanhigin ota. All the items that guide the boat. It could be like the rudders of the boat, exactly. Aval lo machar lo et avadim. It doesn't come with the workers, the avadim that are working on the boat. Velo et marzufin. Marzufin is the sacks where they put the merchandise on. There's merchandise on the boat. It's a boat that the freight. So you don't get the slaves that are working the merchandise on the boat. You don't get the sacks that the merchandise is in. Velo et antiki. Antiki is the merchandise itself. That's not included. But when he says, I'm selling you the boat, everything that's on the boat, then everything is included. Rashbam. Look at Rashbam Marzufin. Latit betochana antiki. Antiki is merchandise. Marzufin is the sack that they put the merchandise in. Da'ainu prakmatia shosefina kedavarish begemara v'chol aninami litnu bechlal hekdesh. Oh, good point. Which means if you make the boat take dish, these things are not included as well. She'im ikdish ta sefina, lo ikdish et elu. Okay? Because, medelo ketani la bepirkin de le'el, which is, we didn't discuss ikdish of a boat above. Ve'anu ta'am dechol hani de hashid na bepirkin de le'el bet amirhatz, bet abad, ir, sadeh, kulu mekarka'ininu. All the cases we discussed above, the guys making ikdish on a field. On a city, on a house. These are all karka items. V'chol ani da'ashiv lo machar betelim ksat agaban legabe ekdesh, which means anything that we said legabe when you're selling these items. Okay, selling these items, it's not included in the sale. But legabe ekdesh, we said ayin yafa, and therefore these items are included. Umatana also, when you give a gift, let's say everything is included. V'haluka aval hani da'i perkam metaltelininu. But these items over here. On the field over here, on the boat, these are all metaltalin, and therefore, even if you made the boat hikdesh, it doesn't include. No shena mechel, no shena matana, not even matana. You give a gift of a boat to somebody, it doesn't come with these items, which means big hadush. As Rashbam is saying, in the last perek we discussed items that come with the field because those items were karka items. So therefore, boat, a dude, these are all attached to the field. So therefore, we say mechel doesn't include it, but matana does. Mechel doesn't include it, hikdesh. Does. He's saying by a boat, even if you give a gift of a boat, it's not going to include these items. Because these are metaltalim. These are movables. The sack, the merchandise, and all these items, the avadim, and stuff like that. Hekdesh, kulan shavin banu delo machar, kishem shalom machar, kemo kendo hekdesh v'lo natan. Hekdesh, matana, and mechira, legabe a boat are all these same. We only made hilukim by fields and things like that that are karka items, that legabe mecher, these things are not included, but matana, yeah, hekdesh, yeah, but by boat, it's one din. Mecher, matana, hekdesh. all these items that we're saying over are not included, unless he specifically said v'chol mashem betochof. He said v'chol mashem betochof, and it includes all the abadim, and includes the merchandise, and includes the sacks of the merchandise. Okay, now the Gemara is just going to explain terminologies for the first couple of lines over here. We don't know what a torin is, right? So torin, it comes with the torin, iskeria, mest. That's the mest. That's the long pole over there, right? V'chenu omer. Okay, Pesukim. What does it say in the Pasuk? Erez melebanon lakachu la'asot torin alayich. Okay, see, torin, they took a cedar tree. Cedar tree is a long tree. So they made a big mess, tall mess of a cedar tree. So you see, that's what it's talking about. Nes adara. Adara is the actual sail itself that they attached to the mess. V'chen hu omer, shesh berikma memisraim haya mefrasich liot lachnes. Shesh berikma, that's the materials that they made the sail out of. Okay, and it says to be in this ugin tari b'chaya elu uginin shela. Okay, we call that an anchor that you throw into the water in order to stop the boat. Right, the anchor. V'chenu omer halahen tesaberna ad asher yigdalu halahen teagena lebeti yot leish. Remember in Megillat Ruth when Ruth said she wants to go back with Naomi. So Naomi says, "There's nobody you're going to marry. Who are you going to marry? There's nothing. I don't want to keep you a aguna halahen ta'agena. What does it mean, agena? I don't want to hold you up, just like the anchor holds up the boat. So therefore, ta'agena is from that language over there. Okay." Okay, manhigin, is that a clear? Manhigin come with the boat. What is manhigin? Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Abba, elu ha-meshotim shela. Rudders?
Oars.
Oh, that's better. The oars that they used to steer the boat. V'chinu omer, alonin mibbashan asu mishotayich. Okay, we have a pasuk over there. Okay, so that's the lashon. Meshotim. Okay? And what is that referring to? Oh, that, if that was referring to the boats. And it's referring to the ikar part of the boat, and that's called Meshotak, which is the oars. V'ibayit emaha mehacha v'yaredu me'oniyotehem kol tofse mashot. Okay, the people get off the boat, all the ones that are holding the mashot. What's the mashot? The oars. Okay, so therefore you see, manhigin is meshotim. Meshotim we know is oars. Tanu rabbanan, mocher ta sefina, mocher ta iskela. That's the ramp to get on the boat. Ved bor amayim shebetocha, that's the drinking water, because you can't drink water on the boat because everything is salty. So they put a special cistern on the boat that has fresh water. That's included. Rabbina tanu mer mocher ta sefina, mocher ta bitzit. Bitzit is the small boat that they use to go, when they get to close to land, they put the small boat in the water, and they go from there to the land. It's called the bitzit. Dugit. Same thing, a bitzit and a dugit are the same thing. One rabbi called it a bitzit, one called it a dugit. So Gebra says, Amar, rabbi bitzit, and a dugit. It's the same, it's the small boat that they use. Right? Rabbi Natan, Babla'a, Hava. Rabbi Natan came from Bavel. Hava karede butzit. So they're from Bavel, they would call the small boat a butzit. Like they used to say, the small boats from the river Meshan. Sumchus, they were in Israel. Sumchus, who came from Israel, Kari La, he would call the Hebrew name of these small boats Dugit. I'll give a pasuk in Amos that talks about Sirot Duga, the boats of Duga, which is Dugit, which is these small boats. So therefore, each one called it based on where they came from. Okay, now we're up to a piece of Gemara. It's probably the most difficult agarata in Shas. These are the stories of Rabbah Bar Hana. There are many pirushim on it. There's many machlokot. Are they literal, these stories? Are they allegorical? Different shitot over here. As an introduction, the Mefarshim say over here, the Rashbam, if you want to start, Amar Rabba, Kol Hani over there, all these stories that we're about to read, Dekach Hashiv Meshum Marabu Maaseh Hashem. You can see the wonders of Hashem. And some of them are going to teach you now matan sechram shel tzaddikim la'atid lavo, the reward that God gives the tzaddikim. Or the farish mekraot ha'avonim besefer Iyob. Or you're going to see this, the perush of the pesukim of Iyob. Hamedabarim be'ofot gedolim. They talk about the big birds in the world and the big animals. Be'emot v'dagim gedolim. Shekol sichat tamidei hachamim sirichat talmud. And he's telling you, and every word of the Talmidei HaChamim that we're going to say over here needs Talmud. I mean, it's not Pashut. There's a lot of depth also that they're saying behind their words over there. And we start, there's going to be over here 21 stories. That's again what I was going to bring. Okay, we start. Amar Abba, Ishta'u li nechotei yama, the sailors once told me. The sailors on the river and the waters. Hay galla de mitba lesvina, a wave that's coming to drown a boat. Mithaze kitzutzita de nura chivarta beresha. In front of the wave, you see like a fire. It's the malach that's in front of the wave that's coming to drown the boat. Umachinan le bealvata, and we hit it. We try to hit the wave with a different type of sticks. And the sticks have a shem on it in order to calm the wave down. The hakuk aleh, on the stick it says, Ihyeh asher ihyeh, ya Hashem sevaot, amen, amen, selah. V'nayeh. And then the wave subsides. Okay? Oh, now we got to explain. Got to explain each story now. Sipur zehu mashal lehaya olam hazeh. The Gaon Mevilna says this story over here is a mashal to this world. Masa nishmato shel adam yoredet me'olam ha'alyon le'olam hazeh. The neshama goes from the upper worlds to this world. Dome laflaga b'sefina. It's like a boat that's in the waters. Yordei hayam yoredim l'sefina u'mafligim bayam. Lo kedei l'gorash. We don't live on a boat. The boat is a temporary place. Ela kem sayla gelam kof shefshala em nasik sechora. She's boreva. The boat, the people on the boat, they go on to the boat temporary in order to get to a certain place, in order to make business. Right? And then return back home. Kach yigam yiridet reshama le'olam hazeh she'en tachlita el nasik zechuyot ayedei kiyum mitzvot ma'asim tovim. So we're like sailormen. We come out to this world, the whole purpose of us is to make business. What's the business of this world? Mitzvot. What? To go back home. Where are you going back home? You go back home to olam haba. כדי לזכות בהם לחיי העולם הבא, ושם שאין לעבוד בים מבלי להיות בספינה, you need a boat. If you can't go in the water, you can't swim, so too, when you come down to this world, you need a body. The neshama's got to be put in the body. So the body is like the boat. כך אין הנשמה יכולה לעבוד בעולם הזה ולהשיג את תכליתה, אלא בהיותה בגוף. לכן נמשלים חיי הנשמה בגוף בעולם הזה להפלגה בספינה, וכל המעורות והצרות העוברים על האדם בחייו, all the troubles and tribulations that go on a person in this world, משולים לגליו. That's like the waves that come on a person. כמו שכתוב, כל משבריך וגליך עליי עברו. רוב הגלים אינם אלא צעד חולף. Most of the waves, they pass. They come over the person and they go away. אולם יש גל אחד, יש גל להטביע לגמרי את הספינה. But there's one wave that can just topple the boat. והוא משל יצר הרע. That's the יצר הרע שבא להרוס את גופו של האדם ואת נשמתו. That's the יצר הרע that comes to kill the person. היצר הרע בוער באדם כאש. That's the fire of the יצר הרע. That's the fire that's in front of the wave over here, that's the ish of the Yetzirara. Ulam, isho shel Yetzirara, eno ela ish legila. Elu kemo ish lebana berosh hagal. It's like a white fire in front of the wave. Shekashe le Yetzir ba betchila, lasit et ha'adam, umar'e lo ta'achet kilu ma'aseh mutar. He presents the sin as if the sin is permissible. Vehu tsov'o belavan. Lavan is peace, white is peace. So it's a white fire, white is a sign of peace. So that he presents the sin as it's something pleasurable, something that's mutar. Time is shlemut, right? Ve'ilu lo ha'inu shivim begalut ben ha'amim, meshobadim lehem, u'mushpayim medartohem, u'mitrabotem. If we weren't living amongst the goyim, and we got influence from their culture, from the society, ha'inu yecholim letkabel al yetzer ra bekalut. We would be able to fight the yetzer. Olam bematzav ha'kayam na'aseh yetzer ra kowach nora, שכמעט אין אפשרות לקבל עליו. We cannot overcome the yetzer. וזה מה שרבי אלכסנדר היה מוסיף בסוף תפילתו, ריבון העולמים גלו וידעו לפניך שרצוננו לעשות רצונך, but we want to do your will. ומי מעכב? The yeast that is in the dough. That's the yetzer hara, which means it's we have a hard time in galut to overcome it. שתי הבטחות הבטיח לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא, שרק על ידי קיומן There's two things that that protects us from the destruction of the Yetzer Hara. God will always be with us. One guarantee. God says, no matter how bad it gets, the Galut, God says, I will always be with you. Like we said, that God is going to be with us. And we have a guarantee that God is going to bring us out of the Galut. So the two things that protect us is number one, God's guarantee that He'll never leave us in the Galut. And God commiserates with our suffering, and He's going to redeem us. Oh, Hashem Arish. Now we look at the Shemot. What was the Shemot they put on the stick to bring the wave down? Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Oh, what's Eyeh Asher Eyeh? Like we said, just like I was with them in the Sarah of Mitzrayim, I'll be with them in all the future Galiot. Okay? That's the Shem, that God will be with us. And Hashem Sevaot is Miftah et Shalton Hashem Ba'olam, that God is controls the world. And then what do we say? We say, let's just get the Shemot over here just in a simple way. Yashir Eyeh, that's God's going to be with us in the Galiot. Yashim Sevaot, that's the power of God. What's the power? Amen, amen, amen. So he says, Yitera miken kocho shel amen, gadol gam le'olam abba. V'chein amnu chachamim, kol ha'oneh amen b'chol kocho, potchem lo sha'ale gan eden. Anybody that answers amen, already he has gan eden, the power of amen. V'od amnu, kol mishu oneh amen, בעולם הזה זוכה דעוני אמן לעולם הבא. וכנסת ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל מהעולם ועד העולם, אמן ואמן. אמן בעולם הזה ואמן בעולם הבא. ודבר זה נרמז במילים אמן סלע. Which is אמן סלע. אמן, not only here, but אמן סלע is forever, for the future. Okay, so therefore by answering אמן, he says, אמנים אלו המסייעים לנו להתקבל על כל הסוד של הגלות. Okay, answering אמן also helps us. So if that was the wave. The wave was the Yetzer Hara. The white fire was the trick of the Yetzer Hara to say that it's a mitzvah or that's mutar. And the only way we could overcome these waves in Galut is remembering that God is with us in the Galut. The Yeshir Eyeh, God is the power. Hashem Sevaot, and answering Amen. Kol Amen. Okay, this word, next word. Okay, next story. Amar Abba. See, that's it. You have to explain all these stories over here. They're Meshalim. Amar Abba, the sailor said, "Bin gala le gala tlat ma parse." Between each wave in the ocean is 300 parse. Well, that's a big distance. 2.5 miles
per parsa.
So you have times 300 there. So about 700 miles. Yeah, 750 miles. Okay. And the height of the wave is 300 parse. One time, we were going on the boat, udalin and gala, and a wave came and lifted the boat. It took us up to the stars. We were in the sky, so high, we were able to see the small stars already. Kimbzar 40 gerive bizrad dehardela, and the that area that we were on was like the area that you could plant 40 midot of mustard seed. A big area. That's how big the star was. Let's say, or that area that we were in. The idalina and tfe, and if the wave would have lifted us higher, hava meklina mehable, we would have got burnt from the heat of the star. Anyway, we heard one wave scream out to the other wave, "Haverti, my friend." The wave thought that this wave flooded the whole world. So one wave told the other, "Did you leave any part of the world unflooded for me, so I can flood?" Deniti ana when abede, that I will come and destroy it. Amrade. So the wave said, "Puk haze givurtak demarech." Look how strong the power of your creator is. Melo chuta chala velo avde. I can't even go past the seashore. Forget about destroying the world. The seashore blocks the wave. He can go up, but he can't go past the shore to flood anything. Shnei Emar, Ha'oti lo tira une'um Hashem, im panai lo tahidu, you're not going to be afraid of me, God says. Hashem samti chol gebud layam, I put the sand as the border of the yam, hokodam ve'lo yavrenu, I cannot not go past it. And that was the conversation with the waves. Okay, Pirush. Pirush in the second story, according to the Gaon of Vilna. Okay, back to Olam Hazeh. Neshama, on the boat, that's the person coming to this world. The galim, the waves, that's the Satan, that's the Yetzer Hara. Okay. Shkol Echad Moshel, Chodesh Echad. Each one rules a different month. There's, I guess, 12 different kohot. So every month rules another... Another form of the Yetzer Hara. וכך יש להבין את 300 הפרסה, גלי הים הולכים במציאות יותר מהר בבני אדם. The waves move quicker than persons. אולם הגלים, שלוחי יצר הרע, כל כוחם באים, בא להם מחטאי בני האדם וגאוותם. Which means what the Yetzer Hara comes from the גאווה of a person. ולכן אינם מתכמדים אלא במהירות שבה הולכים בני אדם בשעה שרוטפים אחרי תאוותם ונותם. The Yetzer Hara is commensurate to the person's Yetzer, meaning his running after תאוות and his pleasures. ואילו מהלך אדם הוא 10 פסאות ביום. A person, we learned to give up a person. How much can he walk a day? A person can walk a day 10 פסאות. That's the normal walking of a day. אם כן מהלכו בחודש, 30 days, 10 פסאות a day, is 300 פסאות. Okay, וכן הוא מהלך הגל ותרוממותו לפני שיגיע הגל הבא תנו שלוחו הבא שיצר הרע. It means the distance every month has its own יצר הרע, so 300 פרסאות, that's the distance a person walks during a month, and therefore then if the next month comes then there's a new יצר הרע that appears. So every month is its own יצר הרע, 300 פרסאות, the distance that a person walks. פעם אחת הייתי מהלכים בדרך, כלומר שפעם אחת החליטו אותם אנשים שהיו עד אז יורדי הים, דנו יורדים ברוחניות. יורדי הים means they were being yored in Ruhaniyut. They were sinking in Ruhaniyut, from the Ruhaniyut. Adekh b'derech ha-yashar. So you know what? We want to go on the straight road now. V'igbiya otanu agal, kol ha-yetzra igbiya et libam, v'igbiya otanu libidat ha-ga'ava. The wave elevated them, meaning they got to ga'ava. Ha-mevi'a l'mapala Ruhaniyut ha-mehira shel ha-adam. Once a person gets to ga'ava, then he falls down much quicker. Ketuv lefnei shever ga'on. Before you fall, ga'on. Ga'ava comes to the person. כמו שגאווה וגובה הרום הם הסיבה לשם וכישלון. לפי מנסה יצר לנצל את הישגים של אלה מנסים לתעלות בדרך הטוב והישר, which means, a guy wants to become religious. A guy wants to become elevated. So what does יצר do? He uses the גאווה of his good wishes to become great in spirituality to bring him down. וישר עכשיו מבדת את הגאווה, שדרך כלל יובדו את כל מה שהשיגו בנכנות, which means, these guys decide they want to go on the דרך. But what happened? Yesra came along now and elevated them to give them gaava. Ve'inu et makom oshavu shel kochav ha-katan biyoter. We saw the star. Shekol kach higvei yetzera et libam. They got so high in gaava. Ad shenedmeh haya lehem shegiya lemalot ha-tzadikim. The tzadikim are compared to stars. They felt so good about this. Oh, we're such tzadikim. We're like the stars. Kochavim le'olam va'ed, like the pasuk. Mastika remi kochavim le'olam va'ed. So they, and even the smallest star that was in the sky, to them it looked very big, like how many mustard seeds you could plant in that area, which means they were saying, to them they thought that they reached big levels of tzaddikim. In Zareh Hardal, the mustard seeds, hamarim, bitter mustard seeds, ifshad echol kemotchem, you can't eat a lot of them, odam im ketushim otam, if you crush them into dust, ifshad lo rak leochlam, el afilu leshaper bem ta'amam ochel, it turns into a condiment, you can put it on the food. משכבש את יצרו הרע, הגאי הוא קטרוז יצרה, ושיבד את כל תאבותה וגשמיות, בצורה אני קטרוז all his גשמיות, his תאבות, נחשב כמו שקטש את זרי החרדל, so you broke the חרדל, the mustard seeds, בנוגע לכל מציאותו הגשמית, you broke all the גשמיות, אותם יורדי הים, דימו שהם נמצאים במקום הראוי לזיעת חרדל, so we're in a place where you can plant חרדל, כלומר, הם חשיבו את עצמם כצדיקים, שכבר התגברו על יצר הרע, they were like the Yetzer Hara, that we crushed the mustard seed. Mustard seed only has a value when you crush it. So they were saying we reached the place of the mustard seed where we crushed the Gashmiyut so much, we have no Ta'ava anymore, where we destroyed all our Gashmiyut. Arba'im Amidot, they said 40 measures of mustard seed. The name is Arba'im Se'ah Shel Mim Mikveh. That's connected to 40 Se'ah of Mikveh. Right? When a person goes into the Mikveh, he purifies himself from the Torah. So they were trying to say that we reached the levels of Tahara, 40 se'ah of the mustard seed, which is connected to 40 se'ah of the mikveh. What happens? The person starts learning Torah. He says, I'm good. I'm tahor already. He just learned a little. But he has to understand, just like the mikveh doesn't purify a person till all his body is immersed in the water, and just like the mustard seed remains bitter until you crush it in totality, you can't just be superficial in the, you gotta throw yourself totally in the Torah in order to purify yourself, and you have to crush all the ta'avot and all the gashmiyut. That's the mashav of the 40 se'ah of the mustard. If we would have went higher, we would have got burnt from the heat of the star. What is this fire we're talking about? That's referring to the anger. The epitome of ga'ava is ka'as. When a person wants to take revenge, let's say, he's running after his friend to kill him, what does it say? He has hamimut in his life, that's ka'as. Kol mine gehinam shotim bo. Midah keneged midah. Chaos is fire, and gehinam is fire. Fikach amar haba, shelo haya hagal mosif lagmiyat ga'avat libam. If the waves still would have went up, we would have got to the epitome of ga'ava, which is chaos. Hayetzara tokef nekdam be'otzma kazot. Wow, the Yetzara gets a person such strength. Shekashem od lamin sheyesh mi sheyechol la'amud. Who can find such a Yetzara? Fikach she'al hagal magiyat chavero. So one of the waves asked its friend, is there a person that you ever were not able to succeed to bring down? You're too powerful. Was anybody able to stand up against you? You're right. Nobody can fight the Yetzirah unless you have the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, כמו שאמרו, יצרו של אדם מתקבל על בכל יום, ואת בעלי הקדוש ברוך הוא עוזרו, אין יכול לו. לכן ענה לו הגה שבאמת, רק גבורתו של אדון העולם מעכבת בעדו. He says, look how strong the strength of the Creator is. Only God is able to stop the Yetzirah from destroying the person. And פירוש, שבעזרתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, יכול הצדיק לעמוד בפני היצרה, ולא נניח לו קשר שלו כלל, אפילו לא כחוט השערה. So the tzaddikim mishlim nechod. The tzaddikim are compared to like the sand on the beach, which means their good deeds are like the sand that is able to block the wave from coming against them and from going to the gava. And so that's basically the story over there. Person gets a little religious. Yetzirah uses his religious level to make him think he's greater than he really is, lifts him all the way up already. The guy thinks he's a Sadiq because he learns a little, and then already he's going all the way higher. The guy, that's a trouble. He thinks he's doing good, but the shiver gaon eventually is going to smash him down. And then the only way we can control the yetzirah of gaava is the kadosh baruch hu's siyata d'shmaya, and that's what the way we're saying the other way. Okay, unbelievable. Amar Rabba. Lididi Rabba said, Rabba Barhana, Lididi Hazili, I saw myself, Hurmin Batlilit. That's a shed. Okay? Kikara hit akufya de shura demhoza. When he was running, some say it's Hurmiz. When he was running on the walls of Mehoza. Virahit parsha kirachif vata metatae. And, there was a soldier that was on his chariot, and he was riding his horse underneath at the same pace as the shed. He couldn't catch up to it. The shed was traveling very fast over the wall. One time, havam misargaan le tarte kudanayite. Okay, Hurmin, this guy, the shed. There was two mules that were attached to each other by their saddles. The Kaiman Atre Gishre Derognag. And there was two bridges, okay, that were far from each other over the river Rognag. Ushvar mehai lehai umehai lehai. And Hurmin was jumping from one mule to another mule that's on over the bridge. V'nakitrim is gedda hamra biya. Then he had two cups of wine in his hand. Umurik mehai lehai umehai lehai. And as he was jumping from bridge to bridge, he was pouring the wine, and but none of the wine was spilling, which means he was juggling the wine, let's say, as he was going from jumping from one bridge to another bridge, from one mule to another mule, from one side of the bridge to the other side of the bridge, and none of the wine spilled. Not a drop fell to the ground. And on that day, which means it was a very, very windy day. And all the boats were Ya'alu Shamayim, Yiridu Teumot. The boats were going up and down. It was a very stormy day. And still, he was able to do what he did without spilling any of the wine, jumping from one place to another place. Ad Shem'u B'Malchuta, until the king heard what happened, V'katuhu, when they killed him. Okay, anybody want to take a crack at this one? Okay, Bi'ura Sipura Shirishi. HaGemara Omeret, שחלקו העליון של גוף האדם, the top, the upper part of the body, that's where a person speaks, he thinks, הרי הוא חלק האלוקי שבו, that's the spiritual part of the person, ואילו חלקו התחתון, from the waist down, הוא רשות של הורמין, that's the כוחות of טומאה, השם הורמין, מבטא לפי זה את רדיפת האדם על החנאות, the הנאות on the bottom part of the body, the pleasures. Okay? Lilith is the shed in the Zohar that causes men to make Isurim. So Hurmin bat Lilith is all these Ta'avot. That's the symbol of those. Ha'choma, so it was on the wall. It was running on the wall. Hi mashal le'Torah. Keshev sha'choma meginah l'anshei, just like the wall protects the city, kach meginah Torah alom deh. So Torah protects the learners. העיר מחוזה הייתה מרכז גדול של תורה. מחוזה was a city of Torah. אולם הגמרא אומרת שטובי העיר מחוזה היו נקראים בני גהנם. But the people of מחוזה, some of them, were considered children of גהנם. לפי שהיו שקועים בתרגום. They were going after their lust and after their pleasures. הגרא מפרש שאף הפי שלמדו תורה, even though they learned a lot of Torah, לא עשו מעשיהם אלא לתועלת כדי להנות בהם. They just did things so they can get הנאה. ולכן נקראו שפירי שפירושו נעים. לפי ראה רבה את השד המסורי לדיפת האדם אחר תענוגות, he saw this shed that's representing all the pleasures of this world, כשהוא רץ על גבי החומה, on the wall, which is the Torah, because the Torah is like a wall, but the ta'avah was with the Torah, that these guys were learning Torah, and they still were going after their ta'avot in מחוזה. הפרש הרוכב על הסוס, then all of a sudden there was a cavalry guy on the horse, on the chariot underneath, הוא משל לתמיד חכם אמיתי. He's the real תמיד חכם. He's not a תמיד חכם that's learning and has תאווה at the same time. שצדיקים ותמידי אחרים נקראים נוחבים. אוקיי, לשבתו של תמיד חכם שלו בגוף ומוכב, אוקיי, פיין. לדעת הגרא, כברת הגמרא יש שהפרש הוא זה שלא השיג את תורמין. Which means this פרש, this guy on the horse, he wasn't able to catch up with הורמין. מי שלומד תורה לשמה, קשה לו ללמוד כל כך בשקדה, כי אותם התלמידים הלומדים שלא לשם שמיים, לפי שיצר הרע שם, בלי הרף מכשולים בדרכים, הוא צריך תמיד ללחם בו. זאת אומרת, מעשיו של הורמין, the story of הורמין, אינם מביאים בסופו של דבר לשום דבר חיובי. לפי כך, בהמה עומדת לשימושו של הורמין, this בהמה, these two mules, a mule cannot give birth to anything. Which means all the running after הורמין will lead you to nothing. Just like a פרדה, a mule does not have children. ויש לו שתיים, יש two of them. One is going after the תאוות, that we mentioned, אלא היות שהנעתו של אדם מתרגות פגע לאחר זמן, יש לו לדבר פרדה נוספת. Which means, when a person is young, he has one תאווה. When a person gets older, that תאווה subsides, and he has another תאווה of כבוד. When you get older, the כבוד sets in. So therefore, there's two פרדות, ways for that, the תאוות are not going to get you anywhere, and the כבוד are not going to get you anywhere. So he's just jumping from one mule to another mule, from one wasteful item to another wasteful item. Haperedot odot anahat donag. What's donag? Donag is explained as wax. Which means what? Shemikol lahatutav shel hormin everything is going to be like wax. It's just going to melt away. There's not going to be anything substantial left from all these ta'avot that he gives us. Two cups of wine is considered the two pleasures of this world. Like a horse in war. He doesn't stop to think for a second he's going to die one day. Which means the Torah remained with the guy. Not a drop left the cup. That means the guy who goes after his ta'avot, he keeps the ta'avot in him till the day of death. When the neshama goes back, the body is buried in the ground. Even when the guy thinks of Yom HaMita, it doesn't stop Hurmin from giving the guy his... Even on the day where the guy's thinking of Yom HaMita, this Yitzhak is so strong that he just makes him forget it, and he keeps on going after his... Wow. Okay, so that's that. So therefore, all this is talking about the Chavot, even of those that learn Torah. Hurmin was on the wall. But the guy in the bottom, he's considered the real Tamid Hakam Amiti that doesn't go after it. Okay, let's go one more episode. Amar Rabba, Lididi Hazili Urzila Bar Yome Dahava Kehar Tabur. Okay, Re'im. Re'im is like a type of animal, big animal. He says, I saw an Urzila, one day, old Re'im, and it was the size of Har Tabur, Mount Tabur. The Har Tabor kama have, how big is Har Tabor? Four parseot. Umshacha de savare tlata parse. Its neck was 3 parseot long. Ube marbata de reshe parsa upalga. Well, where he placed his head. Like the pillow where he placed his head. Is a parsa and a half. Rema kufta uschar le liyardena. He went to the bathroom and he let excrement out, and it was so much that it was clogging up the Jordan River. Okay, let's explain the story of it. It's humongous, the size of Har Tabor, and it's got its head and its neck. Okay, fourth story. כלל חשוב הוא בלימוד התורה, אז גם בבילנה אגן, שתחילה יגרוס אדם את השמועות ששומע מפי רבו, ויודע אותן כלשונן, ואחר מכן ינסה להבין את טעמים וסברותיהם. In learning, especially in the olden days, first you had to get the right text from your rabbi. After you'd get the text, that was the hardest part, to get the text that's being said. Then you go and me'ayin. Then you go try to understand what the text is. Okay? So he says, like it says in the pasuk, "Shte ma'im beborecha venozlim betoch beerecha." Varam uchazal, e ma'im ela Torah. Ulam le'elu ma'im nedmit haTorah. What type of water is the Torah compared to? Le'me bora mechunasim. Is it compared to like the waters of a well that is collected, or le'me be'era nufim, or like a flowing well, a spring? So the zot min amishlo ma'amedek b'schol. Shtehirat alecha l'shtot ma'im mechunasim beborecha. Which is first you have to study Torah, you have to collect the information. Like the water that's in a well that's collected. After you collect the Torah, then it has to be like a wellspring. Then you have to learn the Torah, then you have to grow the Torah, then you have to make kiddushim. First you have to get the right text. After you get the text, you collected it now. ורק אחריך אין תוכל לשתות נוזלים מתוך בעריך. שם מים חיים שאינם קלים. That's like the Devarei Torah that's flowing out of a person's heart. Elu ha'osim kev v'gorset te'alam avram arbim v'mshalim v'otat sha'al le'behemat masah. These people that collect all the Torah in their heart, they consider like animals that have a big load on them. V'chazal ya'atzu le'olam yasim adam atzmo ha'Devarei Torah k'shor le'od hamol le'masui. You should have so much Devarei Torah on you like a hamol that has a load on his back. Ha'ayun le'omek v'vikuhim b'Devarei Torah. And then when you go deep into the Torah, ha'mechunim b'fi ochmah melhamtash, that's the war of Torah. Right? Mishulim de be'eman elchemet b'karneah kemo areim. That's like when the Achim come to the Bit Midrash, like two animals, that are fighting with their horns, that they're goring each other. Like the Re'em is this big animal that fights with its horns. So the Re'em represents, after you have the Torah in you, now you have to develop it. Now you have to go into it deep. Hayado bekohodet and bekarnav. Like it says, v'karne Re'em karnav. V'zeh m'shutah katu, b'chor shorah dadlo. Oh, now the pasuk. B'chor shorah hadadlo. Shehadar hu letamid hacham l'lmod merabbo. It's nice for Tamir Akam to learn from his rabbi. Just like the yoke is good for the animal, bechor shoro hadar lo. Then the karner re'em tachtav karnav. After you put the saddle on and you got the information, now you start finding it out and getting the sevarot. Shiuchad nagabe putpul b'torah kireem. שתמידי הקרמים נקראים בעלי קרניים ומי שהופך את הסדר but if you switch the סדר around ולומד תחילה איך לפלפל but first if you're going deep but you don't know the simple text of the Mishnah so all your pelpels will be worthless because you're being מפלפל on the Mishnah that you don't even have the right text so that's like a חמור שהלך לרכוש לעצמו קרניים a donkey doesn't have horns That's like a donkey that went to get himself a pair of horns. כלומר, כדי שיוכל לנגוח את אלה שהוא מקנה בהם. ולבסוף, את האוזניים שהיו לו, גזזו מעל ראשו. And what happened? Not only the horns don't help the חמור, but his ears, they chop off. Then, because even the little Torah that he had, he forgets. Because you got to go, he went out of order. He's too busy making pilpul, but doesn't even know the pshat. So therefore, even the pshat that he had, he loses. Okay, now what does Hazaz do with this thing? Hasipur hazeh lefizeh mashal lechasrotam shemdat shetamid ba'al gava. He's a gava again. Right. Shemiyomo harishon already thinks he's re'em. Re'em ben yomo. He only went to the yeshiva one day. Already thinks he's re'em. He's going to come in with his horns and start to be prepared and start to make all the... Lefnei shenitna Torah haya har tabor batuach shebeglal govo alav yitrek berachot haTorah. When God was giving the Torah, Har Tabor was a big mountain. Har Tabor thought for sure that God is going to choose it to be the one that Torah is going to be. Ulam hu nifsal. Why didn't God choose Har Tabor? Gava. And therefore became blemished. Hatamid sheze ata giya. He's also ba'al gava like Har Tabor. He just started learning and already he thinks he knows everything and he's starting to go beyond his level. So he's like, so the re'em of one day is a Tamid Hakam that's not developed yet. That just starting, and he already thinks he's a Baal Karnaim, he thinks he's a warrior of Torah. He has the Ga'va of Har Tavor, that also thought it's worthy that the Torah should go on it. She'en Adam Magia Lo'om Kavana, you can't get to the depth, Ela Laha Shanim Arukot, you have to learn a lot of years, Girsa, before you can start going into it. Shareb Ben Arba'im the Bina, it says 40 years before you can get to Bina. Ulam Tamid Zeh Savar, he thinks he got it in one day. That's why it says the height of Tarbor was 40 se'ah. He thinks he's ready. He's 40 years old already. Where he has this level. Orech savaro, the neck was what? Shalosh parsaot. Peru shirosho shel talmid ga'ava azin nimsa ba'ananim. His head is in the clouds. The Gemara says that the clouds from the earth is 3 parsaot away. So this guy, his head is in the clouds already. Mekomo shel talmid ga'ave hu mechutz lemachaneh. This guy belongs outside the camp, this guy. Ulam, who atzmo sabur, he thinks he belongs right in the center of the camp. Bimkom bo haya ohalo shel Moshe Rabbeinu, he thinks he belongs right where Moshe Rabbeinu was. Machane Yisrael b'midbar haya shlosh parsaot v'shlosh parsaot. The camp of Israel was 3 parsaot by 3 parsaot. V'nimsa, shamirhak ben ketzeh ha-machane le-merkaz, from the end of the machane to the middle is 1.5 parsaot. Hatamid machnis et rosho, this guy sticks his head out, which is when he sticks his head out, it goes 1.5 out. Which means he thinks he belongs right in the middle of the camp where Moshe Rabbeinu was. But when he gets there, nobody's recognizing him. He gets jealous. He starts to say, these rabbis don't know anything. They're not giving him kavod because he doesn't know anything. But he holds himself as big. So he says, these guys are nothing. The river of Jordan, that's a mashal to the other Tamidi Hakamim. V'zlimat me'maf, and the waters that are flowing, that's the hadushim, that they're being mehadesh. Ha'talmid ha'matchil, b'l'oto she'enu yachol l'natzeh. Now he sees that he can't beat them in his Torah arguments. Mav'ish et reham. He says, these guys, that's like matil gilalim. He lays excrement on them. As if to say, They're worthless. When a person is jealous of his friend, instead of elevating himself, what does he do? He lowers the other guy. And he wants to stop the flow of water. It's only temporary. What happens? It melts. And the Tamidei Chachamim, the real ones, are able to still flow. So the Mashals, they teach us what? How the Kina'ah and the Ga'avah and the premature levels that a person wants to attain, that also brings a person, brings them down.
The Gemara continues. Ve'amar Abba Bar Chana Lididi Hajaliya Hi Akrukta.
He says, I saw a frog.
Dehavya ki akra dehagrunya. It was as big as the city of Hagronya. Akra dehagrunya kamahavya. How big is that city? Shittin bate, 60 houses. Ata tanina bala'a, came a snake and swallowed the frog. Ata pushkansa ubala'a letanina, came a female raven and swallowed the snake. The sadiq yatib bilana, and the raven went and sat in a tree. Ta chaze kama nafish chedad hidana, look how strong the tree is, because it's able to hold such a heavy bird. If I wasn't there to see it myself, I wouldn't believe it. All right, we need a pirush here from the Gaon de Vilna of this fifth story. The Tamidei Chachamim are compared to frogs. Why? The frog's never quiet. It's always making noise. Lo bayom v'lo balayla. Ken Tamidei Chachamim. They don't stop reviewing their learning and studying. They're loud like the frogs. Tamid Chacham shlamad et kol 60 masechtot shebetalmud. Tamid Chacham that learns all the 60 masechtot. That's what it means. A frog that's as big as 60 houses. That's the Tamid Chacham that studied the 60 masechtot of Shas. However, there's a snake. That's the Yisrara. Shuka wa nora. And the Ham be'ilum mashkim atzum miyam Torah. Those that study Torah, the Yisrara comes after them. And Yisrara menasib yekol ko asum. Yisrara tries with all his force. Lehasiyah amdatam shetamidah kamim lemudam. So she go after money and go after monetary things, physical things. Yisrara ze efshar lechnia b'shita shel nekevat ha'orev. The only way to calm that Yetzirah down is with the raven. Why? With the raven. All animals and creatures, they feed their offspring. The raven is different. The raven is black. The children come out white. So the mother raven thinks that this is not his children. So the mother raven does not feed the child. So therefore, similarly, if Tamid Chacham rotze bemet latzliach, the rabbi wants, Tamid Chacham wants to be matzliach in his learning, alav lashkir et parnasato b'nei beto b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the children of the raven. Levnei orev asher yikra'u. So too, the Tamid Chacham, if he really wants to grow in learning, he has to put his faith in God when it comes to parnasa, and not pursue it, and let the parnasa come from itself, and let him continue studying. Shebevadai, yazmin avuro ilan chazak. That's the tree. That God will bring a tree, meaning a supporter. That's it says Eitz Chaim Hi LeMahazikim Ba. So if you act like a raven, but Elam will bring a tree, a strong tree that's a support of Torah, it'll take care of it. I mean, that comes you can sit and study the Haruah Torah. Now sit ke Eitz Chaim Nechum Mishtomek Belom Dea. Bo'ur E. Kama Rav Kochot Shel Torah. Look how strong this tree is. Adam Shemotzi Mamon Mekiso. A guy that takes money out of his pocket. Kedesh Chaveroi Yilmot Torah in order to pay his friend to study Torah. Muchiyah Sheyesh Lo Koach Mufla. This guy has a tremendous power. Lichbosh et yisroa tiv'i. Because the Yetzirah, the natural tendency is, the guy, the Yetzirah says to the person, keep the money to your pocket. What are you giving it to this guy for? Studying Torah, what he's doing, it's a waste of time. So therefore it's considered a gibur. So the Gemara says, look how strong the tree is. It's a strong tree that is able to overcome its nature to gather money. Instead he gives it to the Tamidei Chachamim to go study. Okay, so that's the interpretation. It's a concept of Yisachar and Zevulun. Sipur ze melamdenu. What's the Sipur teach us? Shetamidei Chachamim makdishim et chayehem lelmod et Torah Hashem. Those that sacrifice their lives to study the Torah, velamedah la'achayim, to teach to others, sinichim nasim eftacham, kedesh shehu yespik lam et kol tzorchem. Put your faith in God, you'll get your parnasa. And we also see the supporters of Torah, great. They're like a strong tree that is powerful. Okay, next story, number six. Ve'amar Rava Bar Hanna Zemna Chada Ve'kazina B'sfites. One time I was on a boat. Ve'kazina Nahu Chavra. I saw a fish. Di'advale Achla Tina B'usye. That there was a sheretz katan, a little small, little like a sea creature, it went into its nostrils, umit, and it killed the big fish. The water beached the whale, so the whale got went to the surf over there, to the beach. And when it got to the shore, so as it was so big, so it destroyed 60 cities as a result of it. There was so much meat on the whale that 60 cities were able to eat from it. There was so much leftovers that 60 cities were able to salt and preserve the remainders that it shouldn't spoil. From one of its eyeballs came out 300 barrels of oil, fish oil, from the eye of the fish. When I came a year later to see what happened to this whale, I saw them breaking the bones of the whale to make sukkot. They were making structures out of it. They were building. And they were trying to build the cities that were destroyed from the carcass of the whale itself. Okay, we need an explanation to this. This comes from the Ovelot Ephraim, this explanation. העולם הזה דומה לים סוער. We learned this already. The world is compared to like a stormy sea, והאדם דומה לספינה. And the guy is like a boat in the stormy sea. רבה אומר שבימי חייו, in his lifetime, נתן ליבו לתבונן מהנהגת העולם. You know, I want to analyze the word, רבה said. ולראות כיצד משפיעה מיתת צדיקים על בני אדם. This was his analysis. When צדיקים die, how does the death of צדיקים impact the world? How does it impact? What's the people's reactions? Shlomo HaMelech mamshil et moto shel adam ledag. Shlomo HaMelech compares a person's death to a fish that's swimming, all of a sudden gets caught in the traps of the fisherman, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. So he says, Ve'im moto shel adam gadol imshelo chazal leviatan. If a regular person that dies is like a fish, a tzaddik that dies like a whale, it's a big fish that dies. Ve'amru leviatan b'chaka olam ha'yasu v'gerakak. Mitat adag ha'gadol shebesipur menamezit imken l'motot shel tzaddik. The death of this whale is the death of a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdekim ha-tzaddikim kiltasara. God judges the tzaddikim with a fine-tooth comb. That's represented in the little sheretz, the small little sea creature went into his nose and already was able to take him down. To show that the tzaddikim, even with a small little infraction, God already judges them very strictly. Anyway, that's why the sin is compared to a sheretz katan, because sheretz is tamet. Okay, because the neshama goes through the nostrils. That's why it went through the nostrils and the neshama came out. And how did the people react when the fish died, when the tzaddik died? There's three groups of people with different reactions. One person goes to the extreme. They say, wow, the tzaddikim also die because of their sins, even though they're very small. They become totally abstaining from all the pleasures of this world. They don't get married, they torture themselves, they fast, and they hope in that way to find favor in the eyes of God. But by doing this, there's no destruction of the world. You're not going to have children. It's not many world. Is that what God wants? Shekemar Amar Navi, lo tov b'ra'a. I didn't create the world for nothing. Hashem Yetzirah created the world to have children. The 60 cities that got destroyed, that's that reaction. The extreme reaction to totally pull away from this world. The other group goes to the other extreme. What's the other extreme? They come along and say, there's no sachar ve'onish. Because if the tzaddikim die, that means there's no judgment in the world. Everything is just haphazard. So therefore, you might as well live today, and tomorrow you're going to die anyway. Because even if you're a tzaddik, you die. So therefore, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore, what happens? They go after the pleasures of this world. Him nimshelu. There's like the cities that ate the fish. they're going after their pleasures, they're enjoying themselves, they're eating, they're indulging. However, the third cat is the Hachamim. They have a little understanding over here. Yodayim and Mivinim, they understand that God does these things in order to get people to fear Him. Umimotam shel tzaddikim yishlemot shehaya adam kitzanim. You have to learn from the death of the tzaddikim that life is short. V'lachin hayav adam l'netzlam. You have to take advantage of life accordingly. V'lasok kol yomav v'toran tzadik Torah. Et b'tshuva, ma'asim tovim. Gather zechiyot nesvot as much as you can. In order that what? That you'll preserve all the mitzvot they did in this world for Olam Haba. That's the salting of the fish. You're salting something in this world in order that you'll have it for a later time. They understand that life is short and if we have to go prepare. Habiyot HaShemen, now what is this oil that came out of the fish's eye? Him mashal l'schar ba'olam haba. That's the reward that the tzaddikim get in the next world. Because we said in the Gemara that in Ta'anit it says there was rivers of Shemen aparsemon. For one of the rabbis, that's a certain balsam oil. So therefore, the oil represents the sachar, and therefore, it's showing you that God watches the tzaddikim. Hine ein Adonai yedireav, and the misaper shalosh meot kaim. Spot 300 is just is an exaggeration. Okay. Now, then what happens? They saw them building the cities that were destroyed from the carcass of the animal. So, משתמשים לשם כך בעצומו של דג שגרם לחורבנן. אפילו הרושם של המאורע מזעזע ביותר. The lesson of that is, even the most shocking tragedy, like the death of a tzaddik, initially it has an impact. But what happens after? People go back to their old way. Now they're taking the fish's carcass, they're building back the cities, they're going back to the Gashmiyut and all that, which means the result is temporary. And even though the reaction was good, but now they go back to their old ways to build cities again and build, you know, build their personal empires. And therefore you see that the life goes on and people fall back to their own their own ways. So what do you learn from the story? When the tzaddik dies, it causes people to repent. Even in his death, it causes people to make teshuvah. When they died, Amar Moshe Aharon, which means they, Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Nadav Avihu's death as zechut. Because in their death, it says, Bekrovai Akadesh, Ba'al Kopenea Aida Ekabed, which means the Klal Yisrael became elevated from fear of God as a result of it. The features chut rabim shel medum imotam to be abayim. Okay, very good. Next story, number 7. Amar Rav Abba bar Chana. Zemna chada ava kazen amesvin. Tell what time we were on a boat. Ve'azin nahu chavra. We saw a fish. Tiadva lehalta agabe. What happened? There was some sand on its back. Ve'kadah agma alave, and some grass started to grow on the back of the whale. Savrina and Yabishta, we thought it was an island. So we went on the back of the whale and we started to bake and cook. We had a barbecue on the back of the whale. All of a sudden the whale's back got hot. It flipped over. If we weren't close to the boat, we would have sunk. This was a famous mashal. The Mefarshim explained over here that the whale over here is referring to the situation of the Jewish people in Galut. The Jewish people in Galut are in a stormy sea. They find an island of tranquility. That's a country that accepts them, that brings them in, that gives them freedom and democracy. And they go on the beach of the whale, they go on the back of the whale, and they're living comfortably, and they think that they're not in danger. Little do they know, they're on the back of a whale. That it's very tenuous and very fragile, that if they do something wrong, in 1 second the government could turn on them, and the whale could turn on them. And the Jews get very comfortable, and they start to party, and they start to make barbecues on the back of the whale, and they start to, and all of a sudden, that instigates the heat of the goyim, the anger of the goyim, and all of a sudden, without notice, the whale turns over. That means the goyim are exiling the Jewish people, like it happened many times in our history, that the Jews got comfortable, and all of a sudden the goyim threw us out of the land. So it says, if we weren't close to the boat is representing the Torah, and the faith in God. If we didn't have the faith in God, they could have destroyed us. But we were able to get back to the boat, which means Klal Yisrael will always continue to exist even after the goyim exile us. So we just teach a lesson being over here. Don't get so comfortable in Galut. It's exile. You have to know the nature of the goyim. They can turn on us at any time. Therefore, we have to have a low profile. We can't be too open over here and doing things that can instigate the
the exile. Ba'amar Rav Abba Hana, number 8. Zimna Chadava, Zimna Misfinta, one time we were on a boat, Ve'esagai Sifinta Ben Shisa L'Shisa De'Chavara. There was a fish that had two fins, and the fish was swimming along the boat, and the boat was on the side, and it was between the two fins. Tlata Yome Utlata Lilvata. For 3 days and three nights, the boat was traveling in between the fins of the fish. Iu biskifa, the fish was swimming against the current. The anan bishipula, and the boat was traveling with the current. It means the fish was going one way and the boat was going another way. And for 3 days and three nights, the boat was in between the fins, which was a humongous fish. And the fish was going against the wind. And you would think that the boat was going slower and faster because the boat was going with the wind. Maybe you're going to tell that the boat wasn't traveling that fast. It says, Ki atar avdimi, avdimi said, Amar, kemeham kum kema de maya, as quick as it takes to heat some water in a kumkum, mesegyan shitin parse, the boat was able to travel 60 persaot, just in a small amount of time. Vishade parasha gida vekadmane, and they shot an arrow, and the boat was able even to go faster than the arrow that they shot. It went ahead of the arrow, because the boat was traveling very fast. So it means the fish must have been traveling at a tremendous speed against the current. For 3 days and three nights, the boat was still within the fins of the fish. Anyway, that's the special fish. It's a small fish called the gilda. It has two fins on one side. So therefore, that's a story. Now, what is the mashal of this story? So the Onedot Eflam explains like this. Hadag hu mashal le'umot ha'olam hen enam begalut. This is referring to the goyim. The fish over in the story is referring to the goyim. Hen hayot an admatam. They are living on their land. They're not in exile. Kemodega ha'bemayim. That's this place. The fish lives in the water. Hasfina ve'nosayim mashal le'yehudim. The boat and its passengers is like the Yehudim. Shibutam begalut. It's like a boat. They're a human being. His habitat is not the water. He's out of his habitat. Ledag yesh snapirim. The snapirim hem remez ratzon avot lashmid et Yisrael. The way they're saying over here, in Aramaic, the word for the fins is shitza. Shitza is like to destroy. They use the fins to destroy us. Hadag shat neged haruach. The fish is swimming against the wind. Fishomot ha'olam po'olet neged ratzon Hashem. They're going against God. But the Yehudim, they're going with the Torah. They're going with the wind, with God. What happens? The Yehudim make a gizrah against us. When the tzarot become back to back, there's a snapir in the front, there's a snapir in the back, the fins are surrounding us by both sides. What happened to teshuvah? They didn't make that instead. 3 days and three nights. They fast. That's the 3 days and three nights they were traveling across the fish. And therefore they make teshuvah, and then what happens? Yehudim ozdim b'tshuva b'tbikut v'tlabut kimo mayim rotkim b'kumkum. They get inspired like hot water in a kumkum, and they get heated again to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the Yetzirah is still shooting its arrows, the boat is able to go ahead of the arrows. The boat is now, the Jews are able to even overcome the Yetzirah's ways, and they able to keep away from his enticements. Okay. Story number 9. Amar Abba Bar Hana, Zimna Hada, Vazin, Bisfinita, one time we were on a boat, Vazin, now Tzipura, the Kaim Ad, Kartsuli, Bimaya. There was a bird that was in the water up to its ankles or knees. It was standing in the water. Vereshe Barakia, and its head all the way reached the sky. Vamina, and Dekamaya, we said, wow, it must be very shallow over here, there's no water. Ubaina, Lahut, Lakure, Nafshi, we wanted to jump off the boat to swim a little in the shallow area. And a bat call came out and said, "Lo tichutu hacha, don't swim over here." Then falat lehatzitza leban nagara, because there was a carpenter. He dropped his axe in the water over here. Ha shav shene, and for 7 years already, lo kat madya al ay, did not reach the bottom of the ocean. Not that it was so deep, but the point is it was very rough over there, turbulent, and the gerzen, the axe, they're just floating around for 7 years. So you don't get off the boat. But that was because there was a lot of water over there. And I'm sure that because the water was very turbulent over there. Amar Rav Asher, Hahu Ziz Sadai. This bird that was standing over there is called the Ziz Sadai. Dichtiv Ziz Sadai Amadi. Okay, what's the lesson of this story? Or the Lot Ephraim. Sipur Zimminamet She'en Lo Netamid Etasek B'Setre Torah She'enem Nefid Dergato. Teaching over here that a student should not learn Kabbalah and things of hidden nature before his time. Everybody has to study according to their level. This bird that his head is in the heavens, that's like a student that already his head is in the Shamayim and starting to study things that are beyond him. And his heads are in the clouds, as they say. He thinks he's already ripe to enter the deep waters of the Kabbalah. Even though, according to the truth, he's not capable yet. Whatever he understands is a small amount of it. I mean, the water doesn't reach only his ankles, which means he doesn't even understand even a little of it. This is a superficial student. He's getting involved in Torah and Nistar. He figured, this kid studying must be, there's not so much over here to study. He figured, if this kid's studying, must be it's not so deep what he's studying. He wanted to jump in also and study. So they told him, impossible, it's very dangerous. Which means, even though the waters look shallow over here, but they're very dangerous. Even a little flavor of the Torah and Nistar is very deep. Nagar u'ba'al melacha uman. The carpenter dropped his axe. What is that? V'hu nizkar kan kemashal ha'tamidi hachamim. V'oto hacham sheniser lebarer et ha'anyan atzofo. Kevar avru sheva shanim v'adayin lo yirad domko. Right. He says the tamid hacham, when his axe represents the strength of the tamid hacham. This Kabbalah is so difficult that for 7 years it's still floating around and he didn't get to the end of it. Maybe you'll think that because there's so many concepts that it takes time to get all the concepts. It says no. Which means even one axe, one item is floating for 7 years. Which means even to grasp one item properly takes a long time over there. Therefore, until you reach a high level, you should not get involved in the nistarot. Therefore, the Gemara says, אכן, עומקה של תורת הנסתר וידע הצופה, הם מעבד השגות של האדם, והם יודעים בלתי להשם לבדו לפי העידה והשם שסיפור זאת דרה עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, ומנבד בזה שהחמה של הצד תמיד, אכן למרות שכבר מוצוויז. The bird is called Ziz Sadai, and the pasuk says Ziz Sadai Amadi, which means the Kabbalah is close to הקדוש ברוך הוא, and only people that are on a high level can really enter this subject. Okay, so the lesson of the story is, everybody has to study according to their level, and not go beyond their scope. Okay, 10th story. Amar Abba Bar Bar Hana, Zunna Hada Avak, Azina Bimadbera. One time I was in the Midbar. The Azina Hanihu Avazet. I saw these geese. The Shamteg Adfayu Mishimanayu. Their feathers were falling off because they had so much fat on their bodies that it was causing the feathers to fall off. And it was like rivers of fat underneath them, oil. Amina lehu, so I asked the goose, or the geese, itlan begavayu halka le'amadate, are we going to eat from you in Olam Abba? Such a fat goose. So hadad ale gadfa, one of them lifted his wings, and vehadad ale amta, and one lifted its leg, to show how much fat is on their body. כי אתה לקמד רבי אלעזר, רגעת רבי אלעזר, אמר לי, עתידין ישראל ייתן עליהם את הדין. The Jewish people are going to be held responsible for causing these birds to be in pain. What does this mean over here? So we got to go to the 10th story. This is the Maharsha. Actually, no, we're going to go to the another Pirush over here. יש שפירוש שבסבור זה בא לבא ברוך הלל למזל תמיד החמים, שלשם השגת שלמות יש לנו לעשות גם גבוה חסדים. Tamid HaKham, if he wants to be complete, besides studying Torah, he has to be involved in Kibunut Chesed. HaKhamim say, Ma ya'ase adam v'yanasim mechablo shel Mashiach? What should a person do to be saved from the birth pains of Mashiach? Ya'asok b'Torah b'gul chasadim.
The Torah starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed. The Torah starts with God making Avraham, God making Adam and Ishon clothes, and it ends with burying Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Elanu Shatuna became Chesedim Yachdat. Vishteim Yachad Heinen Shlemut Adam. Perfection of a person, you need Torah and Chesed. V'lachei kishra Rabba Bar Barchana et Hashpatam Merubah Shel HaChokma La'atid Lavo. When he saw the goose, how big they were. And that's going to be the reward of the tzaddikim. Sha'at shema hachik berchun uten chokma lachamim. The kodah had a few malato, few giato. Him gam chelko yibin himot. No, am I going to be with these talmid achim? They're going to have such a reward. Haim asap mespik chokma. Did I gather enough chokma to be eligible to these rewards of the Hashem? Bechuva ramzulu abazim baramat kaf. So they lifted their wing and their leg. Not enough to learn. You have to have action. How do you do action? With your hands and your legs. You know, they would try to say, Torah alone is not enough. You need to put your Torah into action. Now, even though it's hard for Tamei Achav, doesn't want to make bitul Torah, he doesn't want to stop learning Torah to do chasadim. Chesed brings a person to perfection. Just like God helped the Hasim Rishonim, that they were able to study Torah and do Chesed and pray, and the Torah was blessed. So to Tamid Chacham. Okay, so that's that story. The lesson of the story is to be perfect, you need Torah and Chesed. That's and that's what I was saying. Some say that we said we're going to give the judgment. What did they mean by that? They meant that we're going to be held accountable is because Mashiach didn't come yet, and as long as Mashiach doesn't come yet, these birds are in pain because they're carrying a lot of fat. So we're going to be held responsible for causing these goose to be in pain. If Mashiach would have came already, we'd be able to enjoy them. Instead, they're suffering. Okay, we move on to the next story. Number 11. The Amar Rabba. There's a siman over there. Okay, siman. Kafrad, Tchata, Trekte, Akrabta, the Sante. The Amar Rabba, Barbarhana. Zimna Chada, Hava, Kazina, the Madberaviz. One time I was in the desert. The Itlave, Badan, Aou, Tay'a. I met an Arab, Ishmaeli. The Hava, Shakil, Afra, Umurahle. He was taking afar, dirt, and he was smelling it. The Aman, he would say, Ha urha, the Dukhta plan. He says, based on the smell of this dirt, I know the direction. He's navigating. I know if you want to go to that place, this is the way to go. And the road to that place is this. How far are we away from the water? Give me some afar. Give him the afar. He smelt it. We gave him a little more afar. Now we're only 3 parsaot away. Then we switched to afar, which means we gave him different afar that really wasn't from the place. He wasn't able to make a judgment over there. No, we couldn't trick him. We weren't able to trick him. Okay, what happened in this story over here? Number 11 is coming from the Etz Yosef. Because we wanted to keep away from the human beings. We wanted to seclude ourselves from the people. Just to study Torah. What happened? Ishmaeli came. Who's the Ishmaeli? Yetzirah. Okay? To try to take us out of the Torah. Umevi lechol adam et ha-sechora ahuva alav. Which means, he brings everybody his merchandise. Mehem begezer, mehem ba'arayot, lashon hara. Vekinao Ishmaeli, defi shmasinu shishmael, al pene kol ahad yishkon. Upam achat, al pene kol ahad nafal. Vekinu gam yetzirah. The famim and tzeh had Adam. Sometimes he yishkon, he lives with the person. The famim Adam and tzeh. Sometimes he falls. It's a lot. Depends on the who he attacks. Sometimes he dwells with them, like Ishmael yishkon, and sometimes nafal. Sometimes he's ousted. Vayel okeh afar. What does it mean afar? Mashal Adam shesodom me afar. Human being comes from afar. Umiricho oto when he smells it. Well, kankanom. He smells the guy to see exactly what his nature is, and he brings a test to him based on the guy's nature. If the guy would tell the Yitzchak Rare from the beginning, he would be able to do that. But the Yitzchak would not get into him. Wow. He would use the Yitzchak to serve God. Derech Chaim Batu, you have the right way, and you have the way of death. Vezemah Shemar Asuchet. Derech Zu, Hidu Makom Ploni, the Gan Eden, Vezu and Makom Gehinam. So the Yetzer says, this is the way to Gan Eden. That's the rose he was saying. This is the way to Gan Eden, the way to Gehinam. The Chashish Sha'alnu Oto, Kama Rechokim Imayim, how far are we away from the water? Da'anu Mishlemu Tamidot. The Torah is considered the water. How far we await the perfection of the water of the Torah? Heshiv danu habu li afar shariach kedei the Torah kachem u'shariach amar shemuna parsaot. That's the 8 steps that Rebbe Hasben Yair said that you reach greatness. What's the 8 ways? Zirizut nikiy mislay shalim zirizut nikiyu tara perishut kedusha anava yirat chayit chasidut. Kedamash b'shua shayinu b'tchila perishutenu ma'oskei olam hazeh. So we did one. We moved away from Olam Hazeh. We went to the Midbar, so that's we have eight levels to go. Ukshet kadamnu od nishanu lanu shalosh ma'alot, and as we went further, now we said you grew. Now you only have 3 levels to attain. Olam kashafachnu panu derech acheret, but we tried to go a different way. That's why they try to give him the afad to try to change directions. Lo slachnu lamod negdo, which means when we tried to trick the Yetzer Hara, we weren't able to. Shayetzalat gaber aleinu. Okay, so there's a lesson of over here how the Yetzer comes and gives everybody a test according to his nature. So he smells the guy, me afar, and everybody gets a test suitable. And there's levels to get closer to Hashem. And there's 2 roads: one to get Eden, one to get Nevi. We have to use the Yetzer Hara to serve us. Okay. Baruch Amen.